This is the Behind the Problem Sessions with Natalie Liu, and you're listening to Session 4. What is the purpose of having this problem? Let's brainstorm possibilities. Read through the following prompts one by one and write down any responses that spring to mind, or have your pen and journal handy as you listen. Don't censor you, and even if it doesn't appear to make sense, write down your responses. Here we go. By having this problem, I don't have to. Having this problem allows me to look like I'm. What I get to continue believing as a result of having this problem is that if I didn't have this problem, I'm afraid that X would happen. By having this problem, I avoid. What I'm afraid I'd lose if I didn't have this problem is, if I didn't have this problem, a certain someone would get to be right and I would lose. Who do I get to blame by having this problem? By having this problem, I'm rebelling against. What I'm trying to get by having this problem is. Having this problem allows me to ask, / demand, / expect that people. I'm trying to prove such and such by having this problem. I'm trying to get the attention of, fill in the blank, by having this problem. If I imagine this problem as a complaint, the person I'd be complaining to is. By having this problem, I'm taking revenge on. By having this problem, I'm showing up or embarrassing. In having this problem, I don't have to give. In having this problem, I don't have to do. In having this problem, I don't have to try to. The payoff in having this problem is. The need I am trying to have met by having this problem is. The person I'm trying to defeat by having this problem is. I get to be right about X by having this problem. This problem allows me to criticize, fill in the blank, and I'm criticizing them for, fill in the blank, which allows me to, fill in the blank, or lets me feel, fill in the blank. I get to keep saying, fill in the blank, about myself by having this problem, which makes me special, albeit in a way that makes me the best of the worst. This problem is an attempt to protect me from having to take the next step or move on to the next stage of my life where I will have or need to. By having this problem, I get to take fill in the blank from fill in the blank. Having this problem protects me from having to embrace, insert the gift, opportunity, or talent. Having this problem means that I don't have to forgive, fill in the blank. The story I'm telling myself by having this problem is, by having this problem, insert the person gets to continue their role of fill in the blank in my life. By having this problem, I get to continue playing the role of fill in the blank, which helps out fill in the blank. If a problem reflects a chapter of a dark and difficult story we are telling in our lives, then the purpose of me telling this story is. By having this problem, I'm communicating to all of the significant people in my life that I'm. When you look closely at your responses to the prompts and try to acknowledge what you're getting out of an ongoing issue, or why you might make certain choices or feel almost more alive when you experience particular problems? It's because of one or more of the following. Consciously or not, you're setting you and others up to fail to validate underlying fears that you're afraid to let go of. Example, with the fear, I'm afraid that this person or romantic partners in general will not have time for me and will neglect or abandon me. That person might ignore signals that the relationship isn't a fit. They will then ask for something that tests the validity of that fear. When the object of their affections fails the test, they get to say, I'm right, it's not safe, and basically stay afraid. It could be that you are creating pain to call attention to a need or beg for help. For example, we forego our boundaries and then build up enough injustices to justify us asking for what we need or want. It could be that you are using other people's behavior and feelings, including unfairness, as a form of self-attack to pay off old guilt. For example, we feel crappy about something else, such as letting someone down or doing, air quotes, too well. Next thing, we're engaging with someone shady, and their actions give us an outlet to feel bad about ourselves and purge us of the old guilt. It's like paying it off with suffering. Incidentally, we do the same thing when we pretend that we are responsible for other people's feelings and behavior. Aside from paying off old guilt with this faux guilt we have for other people's stuff, we also do this to prove our worthiness and usefulness. It could be that you're being passive aggressive, so letting painful things happen so that you appear to be forced to do what you actually wanted to do all along. For example, we might feel as if we can't be honest about who we are and what we want. So we construct situations that force our hand or appear to. This is something we might find ourselves doing if we feel controlled by our family or theirs or society's expectations. It could be that you are playing a role to fit with other people's roles that they've imposed upon you, or to put them in roles to validate your story. For example, if a family member has a role that relies on meddling in our life and treating us like a child despite being well into adulthood, problems are going to result from playing this role or rebelling against it. If we compete with someone or resent them, we might construct problems that cast them in a particular light, or that, yes, allow us to keep feeling as if we're a loser. Playing roles also lets us compete and win at being the best of the worst, which is our way of making us special, albeit in a negative way. Sometimes you're giving to take, something that incidentally all humans engage in at times. For example, we use people pleasing to sacrifice our needs, expectations, desires, feelings, and opinions so that we can please the other person into meeting our needs or into being and doing what we want, but also so that we can avoid life's inevitables, such as, you know, the conflict or the criticism. But sacrificing ourselves isn't the same as giving. And sacrificing ourselves in this way so that we can, for instance, get a relationship backfires. You might be sacrificing yourself to save someone close to you. For example, we might suffer in an unhealthy relationship where we try to rescue the person as a means of trying to right the wrongs of the past with a parent who wasn't able to save themselves from the same thing, or who we feel that we should have saved. It could be that you're getting back at someone by getting victimized by others or hurting yourself. This is something I dive deeper into in sessions 5 and 6, but getting back at someone is something that we're inadvertently and sometimes consciously doing when we're having reoccurring problems. For example, if we have a pattern of being involved with a passive aggressive and aggressive people who remind us of one or both of our parents, doing battle with these people and feeling as if we're losing might be our way of saying, look how badly you raised me, or this person is just like you and look how badly they're treating me. When it all boils down to it, problems help get, avoid, or prove something. Look at your responses to the prompts. What are you trying to get? What unmet needs are you trying to meet? What are you avoiding? Is it your potential, purpose, or delaying taking the next step or moving on to the next stage of your life? Where are you competing with someone or something and making you special, albeit in a negative way? Remember to be kind to yourself.